You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. This is a podcast where we chat healthy habits and positive mindset to help you thrive. If you're a regular listener here, then you know that I'm all about supporting other Aussie families and Aussies doing amazing things. And that's exactly why I love using Pure Harvest Milk. They're an Australian owned and operated family business. Their milks are honestly the best in the business. They're free from preservatives and added sugars. The best part is their milk is absolutely delicious. And later in this episode, I'll be sharing one of my favorite recipes on how I use Pure Harvest Milks. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, if you want to find out more about Pure Harvest, you can head to pureharvest.com.au or check out the show notes below. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Today is a special episode. This one is in celebration of International Women's Day, which took place a few days ago. And I guess I really wanted to share a special edition episode for International Women's Day because this is a podcast that over time has, I guess, more gravitated into being a podcast for women to empower you through, you know, healthy habits and a positive mindset. And by doing so, I've had the pleasure of being joined by so many phenomenal, powerhouse, resilient, inspirational women on this show. So many fabulous women have graced this microphone. And it was only a few weeks ago I was reflecting back on, I guess, just how lucky and privileged I felt to have been able to be in the presence and share energy and time with, you know, so many women that I truly am inspired by and who have shaped my journey so much since starting the Healthy Hustlers. And so I'm going to share some snippets from three absolutely phenomenal, highly inspirational women. And we're going to kick off today's episode by none other than the incredible Elise Knowles. This episode is episode 21. It is such a massive trip down memory lane. This was one of my top 30 episodes, first 30 episodes that I ever recorded for the podcast. I will never forget the moment that Elise said yes to coming on the podcast. From the day that we had launched the podcast, she was like on the top of my dream list. And she came into my home at the time I was living in my tiny little apartment in St. Kilda. I was co-hosting the podcast with my best friend, Amy, and she came into my house and we had snacks and she was just dressed up gorgeous and she just had the most infectious energy and she was just so real and raw and honest and hilarious. And I listened back to this episode and I just giggled so much because she really is such a funny but like true authentic person. And Elise is now living in Byron Bay. She's a mum of two. She's there with her partner Josh and she looks like she just lives the most wholesome, beautiful life. She seems a lot more, I guess, away from the hustle now and very much in her authenticity. And a lot of the things she spoke about in the podcast, I feel like she's really honoring that, or from what I can see on through social media now. So I loved this episode with Elise. If you want to go back and listen, it's episode 21 and I've linked it in the show notes below. But let's get a little snippet from Elise Knowles. Now, we'd love to get some insight into your personal tactics for staying motivated and on top of your game when it comes to your business goals. Do you practice any visualization techniques? Do you create vision boards? Or what's your strategy for staying on top of it all?
Well, I'm a big person for notes. So I pretty much got notes wherever I go. And, you know, there's something really satisfying about just putting a line through something, going tick, done. For me, I walk the dogs pretty much twice a day and that's the time where you switch off and I just think and I walk and I'm in nature and breathing in fresh air and that's really the time where I think outside the square and I get really deep thinking on, you know, what I should be doing, what I need to do, and you get these creative insights somehow. And I swear it's just from being really calm, happy, outside, not technology around your face the whole time or in your hand. And it's just, yes, those moments for me, I really gain a lot out of them, and I pretty much do it twice a day.
I remember seeing that photo and I was like, you looked like the ultimate rock star. I'm like, you belong on Victoria's Secret runway. It was so cool. Just see all of that energy oozing out of you through a photo. It was amazing.
Yeah. I was like, wait, can I do it again? That runway went for like 20 seconds. I want to go again, again, again. I felt good. And that's the thing. When you feel good, you just shine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really enjoyed hearing that you would rip the covers of the Steve Holly Girls off, and then to see that you're now an ambassador. That's a visualization in itself, and I think a lot of girls can take something from that, that even though you might not at the time have thought that I'm going to be that Steve Holly Girl, it was seeding that, ambition and vision in you, I think.
Yeah, it's planning your path somehow. And when you think about something that you really, really want, you find a path to get there. If you don't think positively about something and you don't think you'll get there, then it won't happen, because you're not, that energy is not surrounding you to get you there. I wanted something really bad. I worked so damn hard to get it. I found a path. And, yeah, there was an end of the 100-meter sprint. It was so many hurdles in between, knockbacks, slammed over that hurdle, but I kept going. I got back up. Yeah.
It's great. So as a model and with so many ambassador roles, you're really in demand and you would be juggling a lot at all times. How do you now stay on top of your health and well-being goals?
I keep on top of my well-being and goals by switching off and having my own time, and it's becoming even more stronger when I'm older. I think I become Elise again, Nolsey again, when I'm just away from everything and going on, trips, camping, or going to the beach for the weekend, or going motorbike riding. I feel like I was when I was younger, and that's what I never want to lose, that part of me. I never want to lose the tomboy element. I never want to lose the element of not scared to get your hands dirty or give anything a crack. Getting back to basics, surround yourself with people that love you for who you are. Yeah, your friends that you can just have fun with and don't judge you at all. They've loved you from the start. They love you now and they always will love you.
What's your nutrition and exercise philosophy? What do you do to keep yourself feeling amazing?
I don't really have a philosophy, really. I do what my body needs and what my brain needs, and I focus a lot on, the positive energy that I get out of, exercising and eating good food, and that makes me be able to take on a challenge in a day. For me, I try and train each morning because I start the day amazing. I feel great. I feel like I've ticked it off. I can then go do my day, come home and relax. There's nothing better than getting it done already. Sweating, doing weights, feeling strong, toned. That's the feeling that I love, and it's addictive. And now, it's funny, this industry, they always seem to put out there like the skinnier is better, but no, for me it's all about tone, health, fitness, and feeling strong. And I love putting on muscle, which means you're putting on weight, and I don't mind that. Like, it's, you got to get that out of your mind. You have to put on weight to put on muscle, and you get on the scales and now I put on a kilo. I'm like, hell yeah. I just put on muscle. Sometimes it's not muscle.
But
I like to think it is. It's muscle, man. I'm strong. That's something to get out of your head as well. It doesn't matter if you're putting on weight, if you're training, because you're gaining muscle.
Oh, I love that so much with Nolsey. She is such a powerhouse. So definitely head back and listen to the full episode if you'd like. Mm-hmm. If you love having a perfect snack on the go, then make sure you listen up because I'm going to share one of my favorite on-the-go snacks. It is an apricot and almond bliss ball, and it is so easy, so delicious, and the whole family will truly love them. All you need to do is, in a food processor, is combine a cup of dried apricots, 1 cup of almond meal, 1/2 cup of desiccated coconut, and also save a little bit of coconut for rolling at the end, of course. We want them to look really tasty and delicious. And then you just need to add 1 cup of Pure Harvest unsweetened almond milk. Blitz it all in a food processor and roll it in your desiccated coconut. And there you have such an easy on-the-go snack the whole family is going to love. Keep them in the fridge and they will stay nice and delicious for days to come. So the reason why I personally choose to use Pure Harvest is because they use whole organic ingredients that make the beverages taste great, but most importantly, actually make you feel good. They use the best and cleanest ingredients, only organic and Australian made. For more recipe ideas like this, check out the show notes or head to pureharvest.com.au. Now we're going to be joined by the fabulous and very inspiring Brooke Blurton. So this episode was recorded back in 2020 and it is episode 89 on the podcast. And Brooke and I chat about the importance of culture, how she used self-care to heal, and also how she makes positive change as a youth worker. So Brooke is originally from WA, but now lives here in Melbourne. She's a youth worker and also a Formula Bachelor contestant. So she was on The Bachelor in Paradise, and then The Bachelorette. And Brooke really did become the girl that our nation completely adored. She's a proud Indigenous woman, and her passion for her culture and heritage literally shines through the whole conversation that we have. So if you want to head back and listen to that episode, definitely do. Brooke is so considered the way she talks. She has such a kind soul and just a really warm nature, and that shines throughout the whole episode, as well as oozing her passion to really make positive change in this world. If you want to head back and listen to that episode, then I'll link it in the show notes. But here is Brooke.
Yeah, I'm a serious empath.
I could definitely tell that you're an empath. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm pretty sure anyone listening would be like, wow, yes, she's definitely an empath. But because I just, you know, I guess because I've navigated life and I have learned to put myself in other people's shoes. And that's really what empathy is, right? So I guess empathy and the difference between empathy and sympathy is that empathy is putting yourself in a person's shoes and imagining what they would be thinking, doing, feeling. And then sympathy is being like, wow, yeah, that really sucks, and giving the person, you know, sympathy and saying, well, I don't know how you're physically feeling, but I can understand that that must be crap. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, yes, I don't know if that definitely was the best description, but
no, absolutely. No, I think it was great. And I think an empath, I would say, because you put yourself, sorry to add to that, I would say that as an empath, because you do exactly what you said, you put yourself in those people's position and you kind of try to understand what they're feeling, it can be a lot easier, or you seem to carry that emotion for a lot longer, I personally think.
Yeah, 100%. Would
you, yeah. Is that something that you've had to learn, I guess, over time to, or have any tactics around not carrying that for too long?
Yeah, for sure. And you're always learning, I guess, to do it quicker or slower in any different scenarios. Personally, this whole year, I've completely wrote it off as like a healing year. And, you know, I've actually gone back and I'm studying at the moment, hopefully, to better myself and to do something for me. I think my whole life, I've taken care of other people and I've put myself in other people's shoes and I've taken on their stuff to try and figure out what they can do to better their life and to, you know, have better outcomes in their life. But then I've kind of neglected the things that I've really wanted to do. And I think this year really has been a year of huge change for me in personal growth, and then potentially, you know, in career growth, because I'm taking the filling the cup process a lot slower. You know, normally I would have to, you know, I'd come home from work and I would either meditate or read a book or have a hot bath or something, you know, very simple self-care strategies that you can do that give you that simple fix that make you feel better in that time. But, you know, in the long run, there are some things that you do really need to take the time to actually allow yourself to heal. And, yeah, I have been really enjoying this process, I must admit.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, I've tried different avenues. I've tried acupuncture and Chinese medicine, hypnotherapy, seeing psychics. Like, it has been a very insightful place to sort of navigate. You know, I've surprised myself in so many ways of what makes me feel good, what I don't like, what things trigger me. Like, I didn't know some things triggered me. Yeah.
I love that you just have such a beautiful awareness of that now as well. I think that's a huge part of anyone's journey, and especially a healing journey, is creating that awareness for exactly what you just said, things that trigger you, like being aware of what triggers you or what helps to make you feel like the best version of yourself, or to understand yourself deeper. Like, there's so much that goes into this work. I love that you're diving into that. What's been some of your things that have fulfilled you the most or made you feel the best version of yourself?
I spoke briefly, I guess, earlier in the podcast about culture and, I guess, connecting to land and back on country. And I think the connection with land, with Aboriginal people, is so strong and so undermined, and we can learn so much by the knowledge that we can learn from elders about how they take care of the land and the land takes care of us. Like, it's a reciprocal relationship, and that was something that I learned this year, and to the depth and core of, like, how it really does help, I guess, in like a science perspective as well.
Yeah, awesome.
But that has really helped me feel fulfilled in terms of, you know, when I, you know, every day we're hustling, right? And I love that, you know, this podcast is called The Healthy Hustlers, because sometimes we are hustling, but are we really taking care of ourselves in the process, you know? And sometimes we do need to look from the outside in, and sometimes we stop doing things that we love, and that really does mean a lot to us. And I think for me, you know, every day I'm going to work, I'm exercising, playing footy, doing something, I forget that, you know, I'm not even touching the ground sometimes in a physical sense. Like, I'm not putting my feet in the sand or in the ground and feeling it. I'm just, every day it's stick shoes and socks on, go to the gym, go to work, and come inside. And it's the same thing. And I know that's so simple, and this is the thing, it's so simple, but it has really helped me start feeling that connection that I've lost so much. And I really, really suggest people who would be listening to this, and I know if you're not spiritual or if you're not really on that level, then this might sound a little bit weird, but, you know, if you ever get the chance to be close to some sort of park or nature or beach, I really highly suggest just taking your shoes off and just, like, literally wriggling your toes in the dirt and the sand, because honestly, I felt that it always just makes me feel connected instantly. It's an instant connection that you have. It always makes me feel very fulfilled and very wholesome and grounded.
And finally, we have no other than the most highly requested guest. Back in the day, I used to do, when I first started the podcast, I would do weekly, like, submit who you want to hear on the podcast, because that's when I did a lot of guest interviews. And every week I'd get this, like, influx of Sarah's Day. And I actually, fortunately, had a previous friendship or relationship with Sarah. We had worked together back in my previous hustling life. And, you know, I remember I used to get all these requests and I'm like, it's coming, it's coming. So the day that I was finally able to launch a podcast episode with Sarah was a very, very exciting day. This is episode 40, and it was recorded at Sarah's house in Sydney. She had only just had Fox then, so this is about 4 years ago. But yeah, it was such an awesome chat. Sarah's really real, and I guess because we knew each other and had, you know, a previous relationship, we'd traveled heaps together for work purposes. You know, it's a pretty free-flowing conversation where we both share little insights and snippets. So definitely head back and listen to episode 40 if you enjoyed this. But for anyone who isn't aware of Sarah's day, she was crowned, I guess, the YouTube's holistic health princess. But on top of that, she's a mama of two boys. She has a creative business and studio with her partner, Kurt. She's a YouTuber. She's an incredible cook. She's recently released her own cookbook, and she is just the ultimate powerhouse. Like, she's just a girl that goes after what she wants. She has her own activewear label. And I was thinking not long ago about her little tagline, which is act confident and no one will question you. And I love that. And I think that summarizes so much about Sarah. She's very much in her true power. So this is Sarah's day. It's just incredible to see like all of the information you are learning and then sharing with your audience. Yeah. And like, you know, you're really inspiring people to live healthier, happier lives. And, you know, we didn't have any of that when we were growing up. We didn't have those role models who were constantly, you know, I was you like you Britney eating Spears. Macca's and yeah, like
you had Britney Spears. And absolutely. You just wanted to have her stomach and like, that's it.
Definitely. And I think, you know, sometimes Instagram these days can be a little bit damaging because of what people mm-hmm. want to be or the comparisons. But on that flip side, there's also so much positive to it as to what's available and what information is available. And it's, you know, it's making this world of health cool and trendy and acceptable. And it's like you want to be in that and be doing that and being active on weekends with your friends instead of going out and smashing the booze.
I so agree. And that's the thing. I think social media is demonized so often. And I totally get it. There is definitely that bad side of it. But there's that beautiful side as well. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that opens up the world of positive role models, like the role models we wish we had. Yes. And I meet those young girls and they're out getting acai bowls on Saturday nights and they're like 18. And I'm like, I love this. I wish when I was 18, mm-hmm. I was out getting acai bowls and like, you know, stretching together rather than sipping cruisers and like wanting to cry and like being around scary boys.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I know you and I have got to work together a little bit in the past and we used to do your meetups where mm-hmm. the girls would come along and it's so amazing to think that like young girls were doing that on their Saturday to come and meet you, someone that's such a role model to them. And then I remember the first thing they'd always say to you when you'd say, oh, what are you doing today? And they're like, oh, I'm just going to the gym after this, or I'm going for a healthy brekkie with my friends. And I'm like, that is so beautiful.
I know. They came and brought their homemade paleo muffins. I'm like, yes.
I know.
Yes, I love that you spent yesterday afternoon making paleo muffins.
I know. How nice is that? God, I wish I was doing that.
It makes it cool because like going back to high school, deep down that I wanted to just be stretching and like mm-hmm. doing ballet and cooking, but it wasn't cool.
Yes.
Like, and it sucks because I just wanted to be cool. And now it's like, I feel like cool is such a broader word, you know?
Absolutely.
Cool, maybe I'm just naive because I'm not in high school anymore, but I feel like cool isn't drinking and smoking mm-hmm. and partying. Like, cool is if you've got your life together, you go for a run, like
definitely
eat healthy food, be a nice person, you know, be that floater. You know, there was always that floater in school who was friends with everyone and they were so nice. That's cool.
That's the person you want to be. Absolutely. Yes. I know. I find that that's such a trend now. A lot of the girls where I grew up, they're, you know, 20 or 21 now and I'm seeing them and they've all got these like little side hustles happening.
I know.
Like, you know, they're at uni, but they're also training to be a Pilates instructor. And I'm like, you girls have got life sorted. Like I so didn't have any of that. It was like, okay, I'll do a marketing degree because like my mum and dad told me that, you know, I need to have a degree and I can't afford to live out of home, but not at uni.
Yeah.
So
I didn't even know half the jobs in the world. Like I'll say if I meet someone randomly, I'm like, oh, what's your job? And they have like the craziest job. I'm like, how did you even find out that existed? Like when you leave school, I literally Googled careers and it's like teacher, firefighter. Like you don't know the things so you can true. Fall into.
Absolutely. So on top of all your work and everything you do, you're also an absolute little whiz in the kitchen. Where did that passion come from for cooking?
Honestly, I, since birth, my mum used to be embarrassed of me when I was like 2 years old because I would crawl up on the table, use my hands and eat all the dip, eat all the Jats, eat all the Devon. I have, you know how like you get a dog and you either reward them with play or food. Mm-hmm. I'm like a dog. Reward me with food and I will do anything. So my mum would use that as all my tactics. My sister would be like, oh, no computer time. Talia would be like, you don't get to go to soccer. Mine would be like, if you do this, you get a finger bun. If you do this, you get a donut. If you do this, you get extra ice cream. I am obsessed with food and always have been. So, yeah, that's like a huge reason. And growing up, I had a very holistic, you know, healthy childhood, but I was still allowed Maccas. Or when I would go to my friend's house, I would go crazy because we were so healthy at home. And if they say, do you want some Doritos? I'd be like, give me 10 packets. Give me 10 packets. I'll eat it all. So I have this like deep love for, I never really know how to word it. I get hate if I say naughty food, bad food. You know, we don't label.
Good for the soul food.
Sometimes foods as they teach in primary school. Yes. Sometimes foods. I have this deep love for like junk food, let's just call it. So when I tried to fix my skin and I found that eating healthy made me feel so much better, I was happier. I love eating healthy and I never look back and I never feel deprived because I try to make my unhealthy foods, my junk foods, healthified. And not only is that fun, but it really curbs my cravings and satisfies my cravings. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm never a person who's like, ew, I hate Maccas. I can't believe you eat that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Big Macs. Let's make a healthy version and you're going to feel good and it's going to taste good and you're going to feel light and like happy after it. That is my passion. Like things like making raw Snickers bars. Oh my gosh, I love Snickers. It's my time to be creative because I hate reading. I never read recipes, which is awesome because my whole community reads recipes. So I make them up. I like do my little witchery in the kitchen, share my recipes, and everyone loves that side of it. So
obviously your life does look really glamorous on social media and it is glamorous, but there's obviously also the part that you're building a business and you've got a growing family now as well. How do you kind of deal with, I guess, the daily grind when you're just not feeling overly motivated or inspired?
Well, this answer has changed a lot in the past year. My old self would have been like, you know, I'm all about habits and I just make myself do it. I get up, I film. Now I'm so much more kind on myself, especially when you vlog and it's so personal. I like to be real, obviously, and transparent and authentic. And if I really don't feel like vlogging that day, I just won't. Because I used to be so strict on my every 3 day upload schedule. And now I'm like, I'd rather people just get really good quality videos where I'm happy. Or on the flip side, if I am sad, if I'm not in the mood, I'll be honest and say, I'm vlogging today, guys, but I'm so tired and this is how I feel. And it's really hard because, you know, the bigger you get on YouTube, the more trolls you get. So as soon as you say something negative, you get looked at as being ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard. I really try to balance it. But sure, I wouldn't say my life is glamorous. It is so fun, but it's definitely hard work because I'm kind of like a one-man show where, you know, I'm the talent where I'm in front of the camera. I edit it all. I create my content schedule. We have emails coming in like crazy. So I just try to implement things every single day that make me happy as a human and that I don't document. So like normally it's waking up and going to the gym before I open my computer, before I do anything. That's what I do. And then in the afternoon, I leave my phone at home and I take Abby for a walk or I'll listen to a podcast. Now, since having Fox, it's kind of just like I'm just a mom and I kind of leave my phone on the side. And then I kind of schedule a day where I'm going to film something and I say, Kurt, are you okay to mind Fox? Or my mom, can you mind Fox? And then if I wake up, I've had no sleep, I don't feel like it, I just won't. I'm really kind on myself now.
Thank you so much for listening to our International Women's Day episode. I really hope you enjoyed this little trip down memory lane with some incredible women. If you do enjoy these type of episodes, let me know. I obviously have a huge, huge bank getting up to hundreds of episodes now, and I love taking little sneak peeks back. So if you'd like to keep having some little reminders of, I guess, the beautiful words of wisdom that these beautiful, incredible women have to share, then let me know and we can drop these types of episodes more regularly for you. Otherwise, we'll be back in your ears next week. Thanks so much for joining me.